It's Sunday, 13th of January, just after 8 a.m. and it's snowing. Yes, it's snowing. Been snowing now for just a wee while. Cold enough for it to lie for sure. And I think the forecast is for more snow. But it's lovely. I love this. Snowing on a Sunday's okay. No one has to put their lives at risk getting to work through the week, which is good. I'm sheltering below my shed again. I have my deerstalker on. Why do I need it on if I'm in below the shed? Because I'm about to walk into the snow, which is actually, as I speak, getting very much heavier. And the reason I've got my deerstalker on and my big iron jumper is because I want to be in the snow, but I don't want my new device, my new Zoom, to get snow in it. But I've got the perfect protection. I have a pair of those professional rubber knee pads, the good quality ones, with the rubber straps. And they sit perfectly. The unit and the strap allows me to hold it there while I'm holding the device with the, well, I call it the carry handle, but it's not intended for that, but it's getting used for. So this means now as I walk out I'm protected and my device is protected from the snow. Isn't that clever? I was looking around in the house there for 5 minutes to find something. I was going to use an umbrella, but I thought that's going to be really awkward. I don't really want to be walking about in the garden with an umbrella. So, that's the technical aspect of things, by. It's pretty bright this morning, really. I guess reflection of the sun somewhere up there in the stratosphere, reflecting off all the snowflakes, is making everything brighter this morning. It certainly is. And it's whiter, brighter and whiter. I've already been a walk this morning along to the paper shop just after 7. Special feature. That's the reason. Don't buy papers. Had a great sleep last night again. What you heard there was an unwelcome blackbird visitor being hunted with vengeance by a resident blackie. And I think the intruder flew straight into a plant pot. Pried her and probably beak her. The wee dunnock sits on top of the snow-covered fence now. I love Sunday mornings for this quiet. Traffic hasn't built up yet. And so it's less thud. Drone is all I can call it, the drone of traffic in the background. A distant drone you can hear probably from the right, from the south and west, believe it or not, is the motorway, the M8, which is quite a little bit away from here. even as the crow flies. Tells me that already the traffic fleeing into Glasgow and fleeing out of Glasgow is busy already. Quite strange actually, because what you get is people from the east, Edinburgh and all the zones around there all shop through in Glasgow at the weekend. The people in Glasgow do exactly the same as shopping in Edinburgh. Not all, but you know what I mean, enough to make that motorway a busy to and fro on the weekends. Not with commuters, with workers, but with purely with shoppers. The snow keeps up, it may cause some havoc with the Sunday shoppers. It's lovely though. Hey. Guess it'll be a lazy day today. The good day yesterday, planting so many bulbs up into pots and tubs and troughs. Today, all I have left is a couple of packets of dwarf daffodils. I put them into small pots and we'll take them up to the cemetery in shots and put them at my wife's mother and father's grave. She wants to keep them so that she'll have the miniature daffs up there every year. We may or may not get that done today because shots is notorious for catching all the snow or bad weather that's going about. In fact, there's quite a lot of sayings about shots. I remember when I served my apprenticeship with the National Coal Board up there at an old mine that was turned into the training centre for all of the Sentinel area of Scotland, Calderhead. Remember playing football in June, out in the yard with the guys, sun beaming down, and it snowed. Absolutely true. So hopefully we'll make it, because it would be nice to go up and visit the graves in the snow. What is it with us that we associate graveyards with snow, wintry conditions? I don't know. Never associate them with warm, glorious sunshine. In fact, I could honestly say I've been at so many funerals that I can't remember. Probably only a handful of all my years at funerals have ever been in brilliant weather. So many mental pictures of standing there being soaked, cold, miserable, snow, ice. A morbid subject. Anyway, that's what's there in the head this morning, that's what you get. Wish I could take a photograph of this lovely ready-made cover for my device. But, youngsters would say, looks well neat. flitting about in the apple tree this morning. Mr. Blackbird chasing everything except the small birds. Robin, Dunnock, blue tit. The guys in the big conifer, they're going to get a lot of snow on their backs as they fly off this morning. You know, I could stand here for ages in this. The gate opened last night. Not for security reasons, I explained that before, it's just it keeps larger animals out wandering through the night. Lovely picture this morning, absolutely lovely. I may not be saying that if this continues at the rate it's falling. Yeah. I can't or won't take the car out if it gets too bad.